Alrighty, Fitness Retention Podcast. Today we have Tim Lyons, founder of ProFit Marketing Solutions and the owner of Pulse Fitness in Arizona. Tim and I talk about how being good at one thing, in Tim's case, his is marketing. He's a marketing expert. We talk about how being good at one thing can actually distract you from focusing on retention and kind of how that hurt his business in the past. He has a background in construction, and what I think is really interesting about that is that he, when he started his business, hired for things that he was bad at before he even opened his doors. And I think that's a really important lesson, is knowing what you're bad at before you start. We also talk about the basics of understanding the average lifetime value of your customers and then what you should do with the information once you have it. So once you know your average customer is 45 years old, makes X amount of money, and likes golf, probably a pretty specific example to this episode, but if you know those things, it allows you to market to them better, but also to develop programs to keep them longer. And finally, we talk about how to invest in technologies that help you compound your efficiency. Also want to mention that I am going to IHRSA for the first time. I'm stoked. I think it's going to be really fun, and I'm hoping to meet a lot of people who have, one, been guests on this podcast, and two, who are interested in retention. So if you want to meet up at IHRSA, you want to get a coffee, a beer, whatever, shake hands, high five, whatever your preferred greeting is, let's make it happen. Shoot me an email at agymotion@gmail.com. That's agymotion@gmail.com. And lastly, I want to mention that my sweepstakes is wrapping up towards the end of February. Still a few days left to email. What I need you to do is shoot me an email with your biggest retention challenge and why it's important for you to solve it. And what I'll do at the end of the month is I will pick two companies and I will give them each 3 hours of free consulting work. I want to give back a little bit to the listeners of this show. So if you're digging the show, if you think maybe there's something your brand or your gym could improve on and you'd like a little bit of help, couldn't hurt to email me because I just might be the person who can help. All right. Without further ado, here is Tim Lyons on the Fitness Retention Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fitness Retention Podcast. We've got Tim Lyons with us. Tim, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Tim was introduced to me via previous guest on the podcast as the number one person I should talk to in marketing. And so, Tim, I'm going to let you do your intro because it's going to be better than what I would do. So take it away. What do you do?
Well, I own two companies. So first and foremost, I'm a gym owner, just like a lot of the listeners today. I own a gym in North Scottsdale, Arizona, named Pulse Fitness. We've been in business for about 10 years now. So 2009, we opened up. Mm-hmm. And been in the trenches doing that for a decade, which is crazy to imagine, but a decade of time in the gym industry. And then started ProFit Marketing Solutions in early 2015. And our specialty there is marketing for gym owners, marketing for personal trainers and personal training gyms.
Okay.
So that's been taking up a lot of my time. We've got a nice gym rolling and it kind of operates itself. So I've been spending a lot of time on the marketing company.
At what point did the gyms, like, you know, your focus shift from the gym to now your marketing company?
Well, right at 2015, I was always doing marketing for myself, mm-hmm. all the way through and I still do. But the ProFit marketing came out of really a necessity for gym owners needing more clients, not understanding digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And I was already doing it myself, getting great results. I started sharing that with people in early 2015, and it just kind of took off from there. So a company out of opportunity and necessity.
Okay. That's awesome. How would a company work with you? Take me from like the problems that a client may have to the end result that they would get working with you.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we always want to get on a call. We want to understand that client's business, that gym owner's struggles. most of the time, the first thing they're going to tell you, I just need more people. I can take care of the rest. Mm-hmm. We do a little bit deeper dive than that. The last thing we want to do is send you a bunch of new clients and then have everything kind of fall apart at the gym level. So we do business coaching. We create anything from strategy to the actual build out process of campaigns and funnels and, you know, Google AdWords, which is Google Ads now. We do some mostly Facebook and Instagram work, social media based. We drive traffic. We do email marketing, text message marketing. So the process would look like a call to find a solution that's a good fit. And then we would take the campaign from there.
So once you kind of look under the hood, and you mentioned you don't want to just send people to a gym. And what I'm interested in is like what happens after they get to the gym. So what are some of the problems that you see with once maybe someone gets sent to the gym or you help them acquire more customers? Where do they fall off or where do they kind of?
The biggest struggle that I see our clients facing is, let me take it a half step back, is we generate two types of clients through our campaign. So one is just a lead. Mm-hmm. And number two is a conversion where they're actually making a purchase for something online before we send them to the gym. On the lead generation stuff that we do, the biggest problem I see is gym owners not having the sales know-how or the time to track leads down, get them into the gym, make the sale, you know, or conversion, and then take them from there. Most gym owners will tell you, hey, I've got an 80-90% close rate. But the truth is, it's probably not anywhere near that if they really were to track every single lead that comes through their doors. Mm-hmm. So sales process is always seems to be a big issue, as well as just time. Having the time to really spend and focus while they're doing everything else. They're training clients, they're answering the phone, they're writing emails. It's just a lot to do. And mm-hmm. so we try to take that burden off their plate as much as we can through our marketing efforts, through the things that we do in to try to get them to schedule themselves, to try to get that prospect to make a purchase before they show up. So that's how we try to help.
So taking off the marketing company hat or the ProFit hat and putting on the Pulse hat, if you have all of that process buttoned up, what do you work on at Pulse?
What do I work at? Nothing. I spend about 4 hours a week working in the gym. My office for ProFit is in the gym. It's just in the back. Mm-hmm. The team handles everything. I've got an amazing team, amazing systems, all the tracking, everything is handled. If they need me, they know where to find me. I do 2 meetings a week and then a couple side meetings with the directors, and that's it. So it's a true business.
Okay. So how did you get to that point? What speed bumps did you have to overcome? Like, obviously it doesn't just happen overnight.
Right. Well, it's been a long road. So, you know, it didn't just happen. I did go into the business a lot differently, you know, more different than a lot of trainers that open up gyms. I didn't come from the fitness industry. I had a great, you know, career in football and playing college athletics. And I understand what happens in the weight room. And I've had some great strength coaches over my time. I just had a love and passion for fitness and helping people. But I went into the business coming from the construction industry, believe it or not. So I knew right from the jump, I needed to hire the right people to fill the holes and the things I didn't want to do, nor did I feel like I could do. Like, I'd never had trained anybody when I opened the gym. You know, I've been through plenty of training sessions in my day, but so I hired coaches. I hired things out that either I wasn't good at or I couldn't do. And I went into the gym business always looking to be a way to remove myself. And so all of the decisions I made along the way was, how can I get this thing running without me involved? And it took a long time. And finally, about 6 years into the business, I finally said, you know what? I'm going to take a little vacation and see what happens. And I would go and I would come back and the place didn't burn down. Oh, it was nice. Mm-hmm. It actually had grown when I left. I was like, okay, well, maybe we're there. So it took, you know, another 6-8 months to kind of make sure everything was good. And now I'm completely removed from the process. And it's a really good feeling. I could go, you know, I'm not tied to the brick and mortar. I'm not tied to the gym generating revenue. So that's a really good feeling.
So I think it's interesting coming in from another industry.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what I see is people, especially that open independent training studios, they're a trainer first. And then they just say, you know what, I can do this better than the person that I'm working for.
Sure.
And they open the studio, they get the loan, they get the building approved or whatever, the lease approved. And they go in thinking that running the business is just delivering sessions.
Right.
And I don't think that they know the full extent of everything that it takes to run the business. So it sounds like you almost had a head start coming from another industry.
That's you know, to be determined, because I came in with zero clients. I, you know, trainers that come over, they already have revenue now coming in with them, right? If they're, like in your situation. So I had to get past that problem and get on again, not knowing much about sales, not knowing much about marketing, just doing a lot of the old school tactics. Now, this is 2009. There was Facebook and there was other things, but there was no advertising. Mm-hmm. It really couldn't leverage it like you could today. So I had to go old school with a lot of the marketing efforts. So I had to get over, you know, I spent a lot of money. If you've ever done direct mailers and you're trying to send a oversized postcard out to 20,000 people, you're into this thing for $5,000. And yeah. Guess what? It didn't work either. So, you know, you say I had a head start, but I feel like I was behind because I didn't know the industry very well and I had zero clients. You know, we worked our ass off. We got there. We, you know, after the end of our second year, we were over 200 clients. Now the model was different. Mm-hmm. We had a basic gym with access and training if you wanted it. Mm-hmm. Now today, fast forward to where we are today, we have training only and gym access comes with it. And we don't sell gym access anymore. And we haven't for, you know, 6 years. Mm-hmm. So we're a training gym.
So how does it sounds like you have the capability of getting a lot of people into the clients that you work with into their gyms, right?
Right.
I imagine that's not your problem that you face. You can probably get a lot of customers, right?
Yes. That's been a blessing and a curse at the same time.
So I want to talk about the curse side of that, which is keeping all those people.
Yep.
I mean,
right. Yep. We were talking before the show, and you know, this podcast is based on retention.
Yep.
And I wish I put as much focus on retention over the last, you know, 5 years as I did on my marketing. Mm-hmm. And it was because I was so good at what I was doing on the marketing. I never really cared if I lost a client. And I would bring clients in on a regular basis and I would lose clients on a regular basis, but I was like, you know what, whatever. They weren't a good fit anyway. And I would make excuses to myself as to why we weren't a good fit for somebody. It was their problem. And I was like, you know what, I'll just run another campaign. Boom, another 50 clients show up and hey, you know, no harm, no foul. So obviously if I would have had my shit together, I would have been in a lot better position. I mean, granted, we're in a great position again. We talked about not involved in making money. It's great. But man, if I really focused on the retention in the last 5 years, like I am now, because I've shifted, I've said, you know, I'm done losing clients for no reason. So we've put in a lot of processes in place and we're already seeing the fruits of our labor already coming to fruition here. And it's actually a good feeling.
Can you talk a little bit about those things that you maybe have put into place or how you shifted your focus?
For sure. All right. Well, let's go back a couple steps. And I want to say, look, you've got to know data for you to make decisions. And so yeah. I'm going to throw some data out at you and your audience. And if you don't have this data, try to go find it. But here's what we found out. So at the end of 2017, we pulled all the numbers for the last, you know, 8 years in business. This was some great numbers. We had everything in mind, body. It was all in one spot for us. And so we pulled numbers. We wanted to say, I was really trying to find a my client lifetime value. Mm-hmm. What does the average person spend in my business over a lifetime? So that's a very important number going into marketing, but we'll talk about that another time. What I was trying to figure out was, who's our client? How much do they spend? How old are they? And how, you know, how long are they here with us? And so here's what I found. We've got memberships here at $199 and under, and we've got memberships at $400 and over. And there's everybody in between. So because we are a training gym, you know, we've got a little bit higher price point. So we took the numbers and we ran it out and we said, okay, and we found that this was very, very interesting. And anybody that was paying $199 or less stayed with us on average of 9 months.
Okay.
Which is horrible, in my opinion. Anybody that was paying $400 and more was staying on average 36 months.
Okay.
Like, holy cow, look at this. Like, the people that pay more, they're staying longer, but they're also older. I mean, not everybody's that's paying 400, you know, 50 years old or 40 years old or whatever. But what we found was the people that were here for the lower price points, you know, $199 and under, that's typically our team training membership, our boot camp, large group style training. Mm-hmm. They're younger. They're very transient. They don't have roots in the ground. And we've had a lot. I mean, we look at the number one reason people cancel, it's because they move.
Yeah.
They've gotten a job. They're moving to Utah or Texas or Oregon or wherever it is. They're moving out of the state. We're not going to train with us anymore. But they're younger. The people that were paying, were staying with us for 36 months on average, were older. And they, you know, they've got roots in the ground. They live here full time. You know, they can afford that and they're just not going anywhere and they need the help. And so we shifted our focus about a year and a half ago to just focus on a little bit older demographics. So you're looking at our website, you see the models that we're using in there, especially the cover image, older gentlemen swinging a battle rope, and that's our client. So all that being said, we figured out, like, okay, how long are people staying with us and how do we keep them longer? And so there was some pretty devastating numbers in there in that report. And over a 12-month period, I think I was telling you before, we would sign up like 212 clients over the year and we would lose, you know, 203. And it's like, well, we're just kind of staying still this year. Like, why? What would happen? So I said, enough's enough. We can get clients in. We can keep the ones that we have. How do we do that? So we put some things into place. And the number one thing that I think is going to really – help us button up our retention numbers is we put in a rewards and leveling program here at the gym. Mm-hmm. Let me explain. You've seen like American Airlines or Amex points. You get points for activities. We're leveraging a tool called Perkfill that ties right into MindBody. You may have talked about it on the show.
I work with a client who uses both.
So Perkfill, yep. It's a seamless integration. We got the app together. We redesigned the app. We just released it literally a week ago. Mm-hmm. We've already got like 70 clients signed up for Perkville. They're already earning points. Mm-hmm. There's that motivation for them to earn points. Now, they don't earn points just for doing normal things. That's definitely one of them. They check in, they get points. If they schedule online, they get points. If they refer a friend, they get a lot of points. And we try to obviously get more referrals. But on top of that, we've created a leveling system, 6 levels in the gym, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and we have Hall of Fame and legend.
Okay.
And as you get higher in points, it's a cumulative point total. The clients don't have to do anything other than what they're already doing and maybe give us a review online, maybe refer some friends. As they get a shirt for every level. Okay, boom. Right away, there's a lot of demand. They want a free shirt. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. I can do that. No problem. Couple bucks, right? You know, they get water bottles and bags and different shirts at every level. They get a different shirt. And then as they get the higher levels, they get actual discounts on their membership. So if somebody's here at our Hall of Fame level or our legend level, it's going to take them a couple years. Mm-hmm. I don't want them going anywhere. So yeah, I'll give them a 10%, 15% discount on their membership. Mm-hmm. And we launched it at our holiday party, which was, you know, right at the beginning of December. We launched it. And it's been great. You know, it's been well received. I've never asked for referrals like I should have. Like, I do some one-on-one stuff, but now we've got a complete system in place. We've already got referrals in our first week. It's amazing. Like, where have you guys been? This has been in your back pocket the whole time and you're not referring clients to us. I give you 500 points, get on the damn board, and all of a sudden referrals are coming in. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And so they just, it's a status symbol in the gym, and we're going to celebrate somebody getting on the board, somebody moving up a level, pictures, shirts, high fives, recognition, posts. And we just really, really want to embrace that and celebrate it. We put this, I'm getting designed right now. It's going to go up next week. This huge tracking board with the levels. They got their names on there on magnets so we can move them down. We got it backlit with LED lights. It's going to be, it's front and center. They cannot miss it. That's going to be a foundation of our gym. And I'm 100% convinced that's going to help with our retention.
So two things. One thing that I look at with the, like my clients is my gym, my consulting clients is your acquisition spend versus your appreciation spend.
Okay.
And a ton, I mean, I've seen ratios of like 100 to 1 where you're spending 100 times the amount on acquiring clients as you are appreciating the ones you have.
Yeah, right.
I would agree. And I think that it's really unfortunate that more companies, more fitness businesses don't reward people appropriately or reward their members appropriately. And if like, if someone refers a friend, that person is pre-qualified.
Yes.
Right. Like you don't have to go through the hours and the sales conversations and the difficult, like on, I mean, it's easier to onboard a referral than it is to onboard someone cold.
Correct.
And I think the reward for that should be substantial.
Sure.
But that comes out of, I mean, that goes into your appreciation spend. Whereas most gyms will be like, oh, you referred a friend, here's a $10 gift card to our own juice bar.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
That's just not compelling.
Right. It's not good enough reason.
So one, I think that that's awesome that you're like, you're investing in a board. You know, that's not a cheap thing, right? Like
about two grand for that.
Okay. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, it's $2,000 for that. The board, the shirts, you know, I just put my first order of 500 shirts in. They're about $8, $9 a piece. Yep. Okay. There's money there. You know, you're into it for $4,000 plus the board. Plus, you know, we're doing these Yeti, you know, water bottles. Those are like $50 each. We get heart rate monitors in there. A bag, a $60 bag with our logo on there. That's not my logo, but a bag like that.
Yep.
And all these rewards, plus the funniest thing, and I think what's going to motivate our clients, now this is our clients, and I say our clients because we've done a lot of things that don't motivate them,
yeah,
including big screen TVs, iPads, Apple Watches. Our clients did not budge on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if their name is on a board and they're at a gold status in my gym, you better believe they're proud of that. It's the weirdest thing. They want to be appreciated. There's that book called Drive Pink, I think. What's the guy's name? Daniel Pink, I think.
Pinkerman?
Yeah, I think it's Drive. Yeah. What motivates your employees? It's the same thing. What motivates our clients? We've done trips to Vegas and Cancun, didn't motivate. And we've done, like I said, plasma at the time, LED TVs. We've done, you know, like I said, iPad, Apple Watches, nothing got them excited. Like this is getting them excited.
Hmm.
I think it's because they've got a shirt that says that they're a different status than the guy next to them.
It's like when you board a plane and they say, oh, the Advantage Mileage Plus customers, everybody parade up to the
kiosk. Chest up, strutting, you know, first class. Let me show you. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, it's a super like basic psychological principle that very few people take advantage of.
And guess what? I'm all in on it now that I'm really opening my damn eyes. I got lazy and I got spoiled with my talents in marketing that I didn't pay attention to our own clients. Now, granted, we've had clients that are still here from the day we opened at our grand opening still today. So obviously I'm not scaring everybody off, but we just weren't. And appreciation enough, and doing this rewards program, I think that's a big deal. We launched this whole program at our holiday party, and let me explain the way we do holiday parties here. Typically, the last 9 years, we've gone out and rented space in a bar or restaurant, mm-hmm. and the problem was we had a time limit. we had to like work within the rules and the confines of the restaurant. This year I said, you know what? We need to do it at the gym. And I see a lot of my clients doing their stuff at the gym. You know what? Let's do it at the gym. Okay. So I went in, we spent about 10 grand for the party. We went crazy. I brought casino tables in here, dealers. I had about 11 dealers in here. I had a bartender, open bar, fully catered. We had prime rib, steak, I mean, like shrimp. And we did a presentation. And one of the things, they would go gamble, and then they could win raffle tickets to get big prizes, PlayStation 4s. This is where majority of the money went for the budget. bicycles for the kids, a lot of Christmas shopping stuff. Like, let's get the stuff for them to buy for the kids. We got Yeti coolers, which was one of a big one. We got some trips and stuff put in there. The long and short of it is we launched this at the holiday party in a presentation. And as soon as I showed them the shirts that they're going to get, the place, everybody stood up in their chairs, like, clapping, going nuts. And it was like, wow, this is all it was just status. Status is what's driving my clients. I found that out really quickly, and I'm all in on it, man. I'm excited.
Well, Ian, I think it's really important to note the difference between doing that in person and doing that in an email.
Correct.
Where people want to feel connected to the people that they do business with.
Correct. Yes.
And they're not going to feel connected to you if you announce a new rewards program via email.
I would agree. Yep. That was one of the main reasons we did it here, so I could have the presentation so I can do it in person. I agree.
And I'm sure you were like thanking them for their business throughout the entire
100%. Yep.
So these are the things that they require like 25% more effort.
Yeah.
But the ROI on that time and the money spent is huge. But it's not going to be realized tomorrow. It's going to be realized over the next 5 years.
Correct. I agree. And we put up our mission was to get 100 more clients this year by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We needed their help. And I actually was very sincere in asking, like, we need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can go market and get people in here, but why wouldn't we just reward you, our clients, for bringing in more clients that are like you? We already love you guys. Like, if they're anything like you and they're your friends, we're going to love them too. Instead of bringing in new cold clients from off the street, this is, and they were all over that too. So.
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So let me ask you what's something that every gym can do starting tomorrow to have the long-term effect of making money? Since we just talked about one tactic, do you have another one for us?
Got a million tactics, buddy. You've been around a little bit.
Look at your tactics. Okay.
Well, you know, some tactics. And you know what's funny is I just did in my marketing talk with fitness professionals Facebook group, I just talked about this tactics versus strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And all gym owners are always looking for the next tactic.
Okay.
What's the messenger bot that we can slap onto the website? What's the, you know, the new software that we can leverage the deal?
Yeah.
So first and foremost, if you don't have a rewards program, it doesn't have to be as a labyrinth as the one we've done. Get some rewards program in your gym. And PerkFill is a great one. I don't make any money for telling anybody that. Use a mind body integrates. We got MyZone. It ties to their effort in the gym. They get points for that. It's just an amazing thing we put together here, and I'm excited to do it. And I'll give you results, you know, at the end of the year. I'll show you what that looks like. But, okay, like you said, having that appreciation budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You give somebody a bottle of wine, a thank you for them being there for 3 years, that goes a long way. They're going to be there another 3 years. Just a $50 bottle of wine, $40 bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
We do happy hours once a quarter. We do our major holiday party once a year. And then we've got events throughout the year, like kickball, volleyball, whatever. It's actually slosh ball.
Yeah,
Beers out there. Yeah, slosh ball. We do charity events. We got away from it. We've brought it back over the last 12 months, and they're a huge hit. You know, helping clients out that are more, you know, in need, family members in need, even toys for tots and things along those lines. You could do that. Retention, again, our 100% focus is retention this year. As long as we can keep the clients we have happy while we slowly bring in as we want to, the ones, you know, off the street, it's great. Being the leader in your community, not just through the charity events and stuff, but pushing out the content that shows that you're the expert. and not always asking for the damn sale all the time. Mm-hmm. Stop throwing your ads out. Limited time offer, 15 women. Well, I mean, it's great to do that as long as you're doing that once every five times you give out the content. Mm-hmm. Stop bludgeoning your demographic with your damn offer all the time. Start giving them a little value. Give them a quick cheat sheet or a blueprint for holiday survival.
Yeah.
You know, going into the holidays, it's a tough time for a lot of people. There's high emotions, holiday parties, lots of sweets. And people get depressed, you know, and they fall off in the holidays. That's just, you know, something people go through.
Yeah.
Give them a survival guide. Give them meal plans. Give them quick at-home workouts.
Yeah.
And that's
To riff off that point, like, you look at a lot of the big podcasts that I listen to, and I'm not using myself as an example, like the really big podcasts out there, they do it for free.
Yeah.
The advice that you get from like a really good business podcast is free.
Isn't
now,
amazing?
To work with that podcast host on your business is extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But 95% of the content that they put out is totally free.
I would agree.
And I think that that's an opportunity that gyms and fitness businesses miss, is like you can be an expert without having to ask for the sale, which is what you said. And like, that's the way that I view this podcast, is like, if you listen to this podcast, and I try to take the light off me in this podcast and just put it like, if people just took three things from this podcast that you said,
yeah,
their business would make more money.
Correct.
Right? Like, I'm not asking for anything on this podcast, and you're not either. You're not even like referring, you're not asking people to check out ProFit Marketing Solutions. I will do that for you.
Sure.
But like, you have to be willing to go out of your way to help the people that are your members without the expectation of anything in return.
100% agree. Take for example, any seminar that you would go to, and I go to a lot of business seminars, a lot of digital marketing seminars.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit in the audience and pay the admission for the ticket, or sometimes they're free, you know. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the guy on stage and do exactly what that person's telling you to do, and you can make 10 times whatever you pay for the ticket plus 50 times, you know what I mean? But I heard a statistic, and it doesn't surprise me, that 1 or 2% of the audience is actually going to take action.
Yeah.
1 or 2% of your podcast listeners are going to take action on doing a rewards program.
Mm-hmm.
1 or 2 of them are going to actually say, you know what? These guys might know what they're talking about. They kind of, you know, they sound like they're smart. Let me try to push some content out this week and next week and next week. And see, maybe instead of bashing people over with my offer, let me try to actually give them something of value and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's not, you're not going to get an immediate return. Now, I'll give you some tactics if you want to know how you can get an immediate return. Try this.
Yeah.
Ready? So take out your paper and pencil. I'm going to give you a content marketing strategy that wins. Here it is. You've got a blog on your website. Hopefully you have a blog on your website. Mm-hmm. That needs to be the home base for all of your content. Your content could be video, could be recording audio like you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Your video content could be infographics. It could be a blog, like a real blog. We do that at the gym quite a bit. Now, put it on your blog first. It lives on your blog. Put a Facebook pixel on that page that your blog is on. Okay, that's set up, done. Next step 2, make a post on Facebook about the article that you just posted. Give them a little teaser, put a link to your website. That's step 2, great. Step 3, take that same picture and blog image, put it into an email, send it out to your database, clients and non-clients. Send it out to them. Pushing traffic back to your website. Never give them the whole article in the email. Never give them the whole article in the Facebook post and Instagram post. Send them traffic back to your website. Now, using that Facebook pixel, put all the people that hit your website into a custom audience on Facebook. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Retarget their custom audience with your offer. So the only people that are going to see your offer, let's call it a 30-day trial to your gym for $100. Only the people that have been on your website have already absorbed some type of content from you. Now you go and target them with the offer because they already know you. They may like you and they may trust you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just slapping them with the offer, send them the content, retarget them with the offer. You're welcome. $1 million. If you do it well enough, you're going to make sales without even thinking about it. We do that automatically. That's our evergreen content strategy.
Yeah, you're giving that away. I mean, obviously you have 50 of those tactics or strategies or whatever for everything you give away.
Sure.
But like, that's free. That works.
Yep, it works. Give it. So now you're leading to the masses with value.
Yep.
Retargeting the ones that have actually been interested in you, and you're only showing them the offer. Now you can get really granular. You've got a golf program. You've got a golf blog. You can create a campaign just targeting golfers that are interested in golf to the golf blog, and you could just retarget the golf blog viewers with a golf program. You can get granular if you wanted to.
This sounds like a Scottsdale promo.
Golf everywhere. Yeah. Hey, you guys want to golf? Come on out. It's beautiful right now.
Okay. How about what's something that every gym or fitness business can do starting tomorrow to save time?
Oh gosh, I'm an automation like junkie. Anything. Here's how I make decisions in my business. If it can save me time, because that's the one resource I'll never get back.
Yep.
I invest, and I invest in automation. Mm-hmm. I invest in logic-based marketing, Infusionsoft. If somebody does this, send this.
Yep.
I invest in text message automation. Scipio is the software I use. I invest in automation. And then if you want to save time as a gym owner and you don't like marketing, you don't want to, you know, rack your head or like around all these strategies, then hire an expert to do it for you. Do what you do best. They say outsource the rest. Pay somebody to do the work so you can concentrate on things that you're good at. And you know, it doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be anybody that we're talking about. Just outsource that to somebody that you feel comfortable with that's going to get you a result. And if it saves you time and brings you in money, well, double win, right?
And I'm going to add one thing to that. When you hire an expert, listen to what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have experience with people hiring you and not taking the advice that you give?
Do I? Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but the same 1% to 2% of the people that take action, yeah. The same 1% to 2% of the people, I mean, hopefully it's higher than that when you're working with somebody, they've invested in it. Mm-hmm. Yes, take the direction, and do something with it, or don't ask for it. And I'm not going to throw my. I'm going to tell you a little story about my wife's toe. Okay, my wife's toe. She had it like a little. She never had an ingrown toenail in her life. I had them growing up. Like it was just. I had bad toenails. Whatever. Gross. Right. Super gross. She cut it out. She didn't do it. She didn't ask me. She kind of cut the corner out and it was like good for a day. And then it started getting like hurting. And she's like, "Well, I think it's deeper down." I was like, "Well, did you put hydrogen peroxide on it like I told you to do the other day?" She goes, "No, I put antiseptic spray on it. It's the same thing." I go, "But it's not the same thing. Did you put it?" "No, no, I'm just going to put the antiseptic." "No, well, then why are you asking? Why did you ask me for my advice? I've got a lot of experience in busted up toenails or whatever. I know this is a little gross." So she's like, "You know what? You're right. Why would I ask you and you tell me what to do and I don't do what you tell me?" It's the same thing with the clients. Don't ask if you're not going to listen to the advice. Don't go to the doctor and they tell you what to do and then don't take their advice. Like, what's the point? Don't even waste your time going, right? Yeah. Don't even waste your time going to the doctor.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so gross.
I'm sorry, know man. Your feet than I thought I would.
Yeah. Sorry, man. It is what it is. Life.
How can people find you, Tim?
Got a couple ways. First, I want to invite anybody that wants to talk marketing and they're in the fitness industry to the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It's Marketing Talk with Fitness Professionals. I just throw out value bombs like this all the time. I talked about the tactics versus strategy this morning. I've done this content strategy in there in the past. It's a free Facebook group. You don't want to join there. That's a really easy way to find me. Another way would be pfmarketingsolutions.com. That's another great way. Mm-hmm. I guess I have a couple of Facebook profiles out there. You can probably find me there too.
Yeah.
Tim Lyons Jr. is my name on Facebook.
Good toe pictures on Facebook.
No toe pain. All my toe issues are solved. Like, this was early in my life. I think just playing a lot of sports, slapping them into cleats all the time.
Yeah.
Just smashed my toes up pretty bad. So if you were to look at them now, they're fine, brother. I don't want to scare any of the listeners off. Yeah, they're fine. I'll send you a picture of my toes.
Oh, great.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
Show notes. Awesome. Any words you want to leave with, Tim?
Absolutely. I would say, guys, if you're in the fitness industry, you're changing lives. This is a very important industry. You should be very proud that you've chosen this field, this industry. What we do can make a difference in the world, right? We've got disease, obesity, all bunch of issues that you have the solution. Be proud of what you do. Charge accordingly for what you do. Don't undercut the value that you provide. Mm-hmm. I always tell my staff here, look, guys, we're not selling cigarettes and booze on the street. We're changing lives. So be proud of that. Mm-hmm. And you're the expert, the schooling, the knowledge, the certifications, the time that you've put in mm-hmm. to get to where you are. You need to become a professional expert and charge accordingly. So just keep that in your back pocket for 2019, you know, and just make as much money as you can saving lives. That's the way I look. It's a great.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we're in the business of helping people.
Yep.
Try to help yourself as well.
Right.
You know, like, help yourself make as much money as possible.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Money's got a bad reputation, right? People mm-hmm. have money are bad people. That's absolutely not true. I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you're struggling because you're not charging enough or you didn't learn how to sell. You're actually hurting the people that you're going to be more focused on yourself. You're going to be stressed out. You're not going to be able to give it your all. Picture yourself with, you know, 200 grand in your account, house is paid off, and all you do is train clients all day and you've got no other stresses financially. And you're so like, you could be so focused on that client, it would change everything.
Yeah.
Money will be able to help you serve more people.
Yeah. I think that's awesome parting words, because I completely agree with that. Yeah. Tim, thank you so much for coming on the Fitness Retention Podcast. I mean, we talked about a lot of things outside of just the world of retention, but I would say there's at least three things in there in this episode that can make a serious difference in running your business. So I just want to say thank you for sharing the knowledge and thanks for doing it for free. I mean, yeah, you didn't get to come on, but you know, obviously I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
All right, that wraps up my episode with Tim Lyons, founder of ProFit Marketing Solutions and owner of Pulse Fitness in Arizona. Tim's a great guy, and I really like that he just does what works. I think that's a really overlooked philosophy. He just seems like he tweaks things, plays with things, and finally just settles on something that really works and runs with it because he's all about results. Want to remind you to head over to my website, agymotion.com. That's agymotion.com. For a ton of free resources, can learn a little bit about the retention calculator, which is a tool that I have designed to illuminate some of the things that we talked about on that podcast with Tim, your average customer lifetime value, your yearly avoidable loss, stuff like that. Really valuable stuff if you are running a gym. Can also learn more about my coaching there if you want to work together to improve your gym. Also want to just say thank you for listening. I hope to talk to you soon. And I hope that you have a great week. And again, message me if you're going to URSA and we will meet up. All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon.